Exercise 4, page 10. Recording 1.
Listen, it says here that rescue workers have pulled survivors from the scene of one building demolished by that earthquake in China.
Wow, that's amazing. I hope they can find more people. I heard the story over the radio as I was driving to work this morning.
Well, the newspaper says that they think there are thousands of people still trapped under the rubble. They had a reporter at the scene of one collapsed building when the news broke this morning. It looked awful. He was clearly shaken up by it.
Recording 2.
A lot of people didn't think this village could get back to what it once was. The flooding was so bad that some people considered giving up completely. But a small group of villagers have proved the doubters wrong, and some residents believe the village is now even better than it was before, because there is now a sense of togetherness as the village rebuilds itself. Hopefully, after the devastation they saw just 12 months ago, this feeling of togetherness will continue to keep them strong as they rebuild their lives.
Recording 3.
Now let's look at the latest offering from one of our favourite adventurers, Ron Sanderson. If you remember, in his last book we saw him brave extreme temperatures in the Arctic. Well, in his latest book, he sets out on an adventure on the open waves. But things take a different turn when out at sea, he is blown off course by a storm. Ron describes how he had to navigate using only the stars and use his survival skills to stay alive. I can't wait for his next book, where he takes on the Sahara Desert.
Recording 4.
Disaster relief is currently helping people in the coastal areas of Japan, where a recent underwater earthquake resulted in a tsunami which caused widespread damage to hundreds of homes. Our volunteers are working to help the people get back on their feet, but they need your help. We are asking for any bedding, clothing, or household goods you can spare. You don't have to spend a fortune, just look in your cupboards and attics to see what you can find. All donations will be gratefully accepted.
Recording 5.
Oh my, look at that! You can actually see the plane crashing into the water.
Yes, it's amazing no one was killed.
It just shows the skill of the pilot. He saved all those people's lives. But it makes me want to cancel my flight next week.
Why?
Well, it's obviously not safe.
Actually, flying is the safest way to travel. There are more accidents on the roads and railways than with planes. And you've never had a problem before, have you?
No, I suppose you're right.
Recording 6.
Okay, where are we with sorting out the donated supplies?
All the blankets have already been taken to the school hall, where we've set up the temporary shelter. There are more on the way, and we will sort them as soon as they come in.
What about the food parcels?
Most of them are on their way to families around the village, and the rest have gone to the village hall for the soup kitchen.
And do the emergency services know that there are no beds left here?
Yes, they are now taking any injured people to the hospital in the next town.